Yesterday we started the Shahr HaSimcha of our Chassadikim, so we're going to continue in the Shahr HaSimcha. Second paragraph. Harbe Roz Yesh BaSimcha B'Schok. Simcha can sometimes be very bad, especially when you associate Simcha and Schok together. Kimo HaSameach B'Michshol Chavero Be'ish Shemagia Lo Pegara MiPigei Olam. Sometimes a person likes to see someone else's downfall. That people assume there is this this fiction that people develop in their minds that in order for me to be successful, everyone else has to fail. Right? There are two ways you can be successful. You can either be successful by rising above or by knocking everybody else down. So sometimes people think that it will pave their path to success when everyone else is knocked down. And that is a fallacy. That is it's a fundamental lack of bitachon as well. That, you know, if a person sometimes, whatever career you want to go into, let's say, I'll stick with what I know, in Rabbanus, right? So if I see that there are all these brilliant young Talmidei Chachamim and Mechanchim who are with it and who know a lot of Torah and whatever, coming out of all the yeshivas, so I could say, uh-oh, this is bad news. You know, I hope some of them get caught up in a scandal or something, and because pretty soon they'll have my job, and then I won't be able to. That is a fundamental lack of bitachon, and it's not the way that we are oved Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The way we serve the Ribbono Shel Olam is that we're happy to see the success of others, and if other people are successful in their avodas Hashem, that enhances Kavod Shemayim, and that's the name of the game, to enhance Kavod Shemayim. And we're not going to lose. Even logically, we're not going to lose from that, because if there's a greater sense of Kavod Shemayim in the world, then more people are going to want teachers of Torah to help them enhance Kavod Shemayim. I mean, the whole system is going to be enhanced. When your enemy falls, don't rejoice. When he stumbles, you shouldn't have a sense of even delay. Don't, obviously you're not going to make a party, but even in your heart, don't have like that little smug sense of satisfaction that, oh yeah, that guy, everyone thought he was such a masmin, but it turns out that he missed chakras this morning, so yeah, all right, so I guess I'm still king masmin of whatever, right? That's not not a healthy attitude that a person should have. V'od yesh simcha ra'a mizos, but it's not even the most evil. Well, actually, it is, because the Simcha Ra'a Mizos is the example I just gave. Kigon hasameach kishachaver nichshal ba'avodas haboreis barach. To be mesameach when someone else is nichshal in avodas Hashem, that someone else failed in avodas Hashem. Because right now, in your stage in life, you're in a yeshiva, so the one who's most successful is the one who is the biggest masmid and the biggest tzaddik and the best in learning or whatever. So you're happy that someone else, who's your competition for the crown, of being the best guy in yeshiva, that when he's nichshal in his avodas Hashem, so that's the most awful type of simcha. To rejoice in someone else's failures in avodas Hashem, O sameach b'miut yidiyaso, to be mesameach that he doesn't know something. Oh, look, the Rebbe asked him a question; he didn't know the answer. So I knew the answer. So tarach shetavin, you need to understand. Eved hamisharis lemelech beemuna yesho litzar beroso anashim hamordim ba'adonav v'amecharfim oso. A trustworthy Eved, someone who really loves his master, someone who really cares for his master, when he serves his master, he doesn't want to see others aggravate his master. He doesn't want to see others embarrass his master. He doesn't want to see others falter in the help that they're able to provide for his master. Adrabba, he wants everyone to be successful so that the one that he loves will be happy. If the Eved is happy when he sees, oh look, now the master's suffering, he's going to see how much he needs me. He's going to see how much he... That's not real love of the master. That's love of yourself. That's not avoda in any sense. That's absolute selfishness. Ain't ze Eved Neman. That's not a trustworthy Eved. Rachavar ulish mashchis. Vavono yisa, such a person is destructive and he's doing an avera. Vinei akosav omer, rotza Hashem es yireyav, umisha sameach b'michshol chaveru ein ritzono, ki ritzon habari yisbarach. You know, we're supposed to make Ritzono, Ritzoncha, Kirtzono. We're supposed to make our Ratzon to fit with the Ratzon Hashem. That which Hashem wants should be that which we want. That which are Hashem's goals should be our goals. It's certainly not Hashem's goals that all of the rest of Klal Yisrael should fail, so that we could be. You know, there are people that move to communities. I overheard someone talking recently. Oh, this person moved to that community because they like to be the frumest. They like to be the frumest. So they went to a community that's less frum because they like to feel good about themselves. So they like to be, you know, isn't that what Chazal say, that you should be the Rosh to the, oh no, they say the opposite, right? That you should be better to be the Zan of La'ari, right? Better to be the least frum in the community. A person shouldn't, I want everyone else to not be so good so that I can feel better about myself. No, I want to be in a place where everyone is trying to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and maybe that will uplift me. Maybe that will make that will set my standards even higher. Maybe that will inspire me to a greater sense of Avodas Hashem. And that's what it's really all about. Vinei Kasev Omer. I'm sorry, I just did that. Alzeh Espalu Rabbi Nechuni Ben Akana. And this was the tefillah of Rabbi Nechuni Ben Akana in Brachas Tav Chav Ches. Al Yikashlu Chaveira B'Dvar Halacha Ve'esmach Behem V'lo Akashlu B'Dvar Halacha V'yismachu Bi. When you go into the base medrash, what was his tefillah was not just that I'll be successful in learning, but that everybody will be successful in learning, because that's going to enhance Kvot Shemayim. I want all my Chaveira to be successful in learning. You have this a lot in yeshivas, and particularly what they, you know, call the upper echelon yeshivas, you know, where within every world, within the Haredi world, the modern Orthodox world, wherever there's a cluster of yeshivas, and you have like the more elite yeshivas, you have this unhealthy sense of competition that sometimes reigns, and it's very, very unhealthy. And it shows a basic lack of what it's all about, a lack of an understanding of what it's all about, that people are so competitive, and they're not doing things because they want to serve Hashem, they're doing things so they can look better than the next guy. Meaning, if I show up early to a Seder, if I stay late after a Seder, I shouldn't look around the Beis Medrash, see an empty Beis Medrash, and say, ah, I did it, right? I should look around the Beis Medrash, And if I see a full Beis Medrash, say, wow, look at the Kavod Shemayim, right? The amount that you can gain by, I think in this biography of the Shabina Rav, that I'm reading, he said, he used to tell people, the amount that you can gain by showing up 5 minutes early to a Seder and staying 5 minutes late to a Seder is immeasurable. But can you imagine if everyone did that? It shouldn't be so that I could be different than everybody else, that I could rise above everybody else. It happens sometimes. How many times are you having a debate with your chavrusa, and you're right, and he's wrong, and you have that sense of, all right, good, you know, that sense of, yeah, I'm happy because I just showed that for this one small moment, I'm smarter than him, I'm better than him. Well, that's where's the Kavod Shemayim in that? Where's the Avodas Hashem in that? We're working for the Ribono Shel Olam. As Rabbi Kamenetsky used to always tell us, that every time we had to make any decision in DRS, we're working for the Ribono Shel Olam. Remember who we work for. We're working for the Ribono Shel Olam. That's the lenses that we see everything through. Kidei she'ehu notzeach es chaver v'yeh lo shem. That I'm going to beat him in a debate, so I'll be famous. Yaf kama b'nei adam chashuv me'im samzeh. A lot of times there are very chashuv people that are not careful about this. Anyone whose ratzon really matches the ratzon Hashem, should be upset whenever ratzon Hashem is not fulfilled. Rabbi Levin just mentioned the Gemara in Brachos earlier today, right? That Rameir had these Ha'uber Yone, Davi B'Shuvusid Rameir, there were these thugs in Rameir's neighborhood that used to drive him crazy, cause him all sorts of tzaras. So he did the natural thing, he davened that they should all die, right? And then Bruria came along and said, no, that's not our way. We don't daven they should die, yitamu chatayim, not yitamu chotim urushayim odedim. There are two ways to get rid of the rushayim. You get rid of the rushayim could be gotten rid of by killing them all, or they could stop being rushayim. They could be uplifted and they could become tzaddikim. our goal is that they should stop being Rishayim. Yitamu chata'im, let the sins finish, let there be no more sins, and then Urishayim odeinam, and naturally there aren't going to be any more Rishayim. And that's something to daven for. It's an unbelievable ha'ara. When was the last time? You know, I would bet, when you say the bracha of Rifa'enu, for those who have, you know, those moments of clarity in your tefillah, the bracha of Rifa'enu, who are you thinking about? You're always thinking about someone else, right? Baruch Hashem, most of us are in a position where we're able to think about someone else. When you think about Atachoni, have you ever thought about somebody else in Atachoni? All of the brachas of Shemona Esrei are meant for everybody. And, you know, Mespal al-Chaveru, Hunan al-Kodan, you're supposed to daven for other people first. It's an unbelievable ha'ara. When you daven for Atachoni, you know, they used to announce in the DRF before finals that instead of studying during davening, the better way to do well in your final is to have kavan in the bracha of Atachoni. But there's a curve. So I'm going to say a bracha that everyone else should have the das. Right? But that's really what Atachonim is about, that everyone else should have the das. That's not just for me, it's for everybody. That's the kavanah we're supposed to have in our tefillah, Atachonim, Berach Hashiveinu, and that we should do tshuva. Not that I should do tshuva, that everybody should do tshuva. Berach Hashachlanu, I'll call Yisrael. Oh, above visonav. Not just your friends, the people that you don't like. Maybe you don't like them because they've done terrible things, so daven for them to be better. V'chein b'chol ha-brachos. Ki eich yitachein she'yispal l'rofei cholei v'shar brachos v'enu chavit she'chavei rizabi o ischakim. He just assumes that they all go together. Right? I think most people, when we daven for refuah, we are davening for someone else, right? He assumes, well, you're either davening all of them for someone else or all of them for yourself. He says, I don't understand how you can ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give these things if you only want it for yourself. You want it for everybody. He says, this is a very common problem, meaning this is not something that is a rare occurrence, that someone becomes so selfish that they only think about themselves and they don't actually think about wanting, genuinely desiring the success of other people. So that's why I need to warn you about this, he says. That Yirei Hashem need to be told, this is where you should focus. Amitas, Lishpoch Nafsham, Nochach Pnei Hashem, I'll call Yisrael, Oav Avasonav. Ubeze Yikayim, Vyahaftal Recha Kamocha, Utari Adayim Yosef Omnitz. That's where you really fulfill Vyahaftal Recha Kamocha on its highest level. That it's not only that you do good for others, but you actually daven for people. You will find that when you do daven for people, it works both ways. When you love someone, you daven for them. When you daven for someone, you tend to love them also. It's much like giving, right? Mm-hmm. When you give, it develops a sense of ahava. When you go out of your way to give time or energy or whatever to somebody else, you start to love that person more because we tend to invest. When we've invested in something, we connect with that which we've invested in. That's like a basic psychological truth. That once we've invested in something, even the tiniest little investment, we automatically believe in it and care about it. Right? Why is it that fantasy sports is like such a big deal? Because they've discovered that a lot of people really don't care what the Milwaukee Brewers are doing tonight. But if they have, I don't know, just a couple of dollars, just like one guy on their fantasy team, I don't know if people do fantasy baseball or not, whatever, but there's just one, you know, where maybe it will make a couple of dollar difference, or maybe not, or maybe it's just some sort of competition, something, I've invested something in it. Otherwise, I've never invested any energy into the Milwaukee Brewers. It's not totally true, I've once been to a Milwaukee Brewers game, but most people have never invested any energy into the Milwaukee Brewers. But when you invest in something, you invest your tefillos, your kavana, your focus in somebody else, you're going to come to love that other person. And you should know something else. If a person knows that you're davening for them, they really need tefillos, in a certain way, they generally appreciate it. They generally appreciate knowing. They don't have to know, because you're going to love them more anyway, even if they don't know, and it's not about them knowing, but it is sometimes a greater gift than any other gift you can give to a person, not only on the reality level of your tefillah maybe having an impact, but even just them knowing that you care enough to be thinking about them when they're not right in front of you, right? That means something to people. Yesh od simcha v'schok rama od. Remember I mentioned yesterday, we thought this was going to be the most cheerful chapter in the whole thing, right? Simcha! This is the Shara Simcha. Yeah, let me tell you all the evils of simcha. There's another horrible simcha. Kigon, misha mesachik v'misha zohir b'avodos Hashem Yisbaruch u'makayim mitzvosav. Someone who mocks those who are religious, right? Those who serve Hashem with a certain zest, right? Someone who here is a powerful Yehoshua Rav and says, oh, what's wrong with that guy? Like, what did they stick in his coffee this morning, you know? Like, they just get like, they start making fun of anyone who's Avodas Hashem. And where does that come from? It comes from an insecurity. Uh-oh, they're about to pull ahead. They're about to become better than me. Let's make fun. Let's not knock it down. You know, you ever see this happen in a shul? Someone comes over to someone else and says, hey, what's going on? And the other one says, you know, just like this, put his hand to his mouth, like I'm davening now. Oh, Mr. Religious, now let him talk to me now. What's your problem? Like, why do you have to say that? Because I feel small now. I feel like you're better than me now, and I don't like that feeling. So the way I react is I make fun of it. That's a terrible kind of schok. V'yesh b'zeh arba ra'os. There are four reasons that this is evil. Ha'achas shu machshich nafsho me'or ha'mitzvos. You're darkening your own nefesh from the light of mitzvos. It's going to bring a lack of respect for mitzvos. You make fun of the guy who davens well, so tefillah is not something that's meaningful to you anymore. Tefillah is now something that's an object of derision instead of something that can inspire you. Hashniya, ki ulai mitoch haschok yimana atzadik mitzid kosav. It could happen. No one likes to get made fun of. So you make fun of the person who does the mitzvah, he's not going to do the mitzvah anymore. Or there's at least a chance that he won't do the mitzvah anymore. Because it worked. What you did worked. You made fun of him for not talking during davening, so now he's going to talk during davening. Kilo yuchalispo laschok. It's very hard for a person to withstand being made fun of. Hashlishes, ki anoshim rab mashalo nisu leleches bedarkei Hashem Yisbarach. What about everyone else who's around who sees that interaction? That you're making fun of the guy, you know, the high school students. Oh, that guy doesn't talk to girls anymore. He's such a loser. He's such a this. So now the other one that was thinking about maybe doing tshuva, maybe dedicating a little more time to learning and a little less time to whatever is the opposite, right? That guy, all of a sudden, oh, that's going to be social suicide, I'm going to be made fun of. So forget about the guy that's already doing the right thing, that he may stop doing the right thing. The guy who's right there, who's so close, who's ready to make a decision, but he knows by making that decision someone's going to make fun of him and it may hold him back. Not only are you withholding from him the great reward that goes to the tzaddikim, you're bringing him down. That is what we call a machti asarabim. You don't think of it, I just made a joke. But you're being machti asarabim. You're causing many people to sin. You're causing the person that you're making fun of to not want to do the mitzvah. You're causing yourself to never bring yourself to do the mitzvah. You're causing anyone else who witnesses that to not bring themselves to do the mitzvah either. That's what we call the chotei umachti asarabim. Haravias, and the fourth reason this is terrible, shadoma lelistim, you're like a bandit. Ha'omid al prashas drachim, the kotzeitz ragli amavim doron lemelech. Here there are people trying to bring a gift to the melech, and you cut them off, and you carjack them, and you rob them of all that they have, so that they have nothing to bring to the melech. And you know who loses? The melech loses, because he doesn't have these beautiful gifts. Halo zeh sonu va'oivai va'oivo shel ha'melech v'ra'aso rabam od. You know what that is? That means that you are an enemy of the melech. You have now established yourself by mocking a good behavior, by making fun of someone who's makbid in a certain mitzvah. You have now become the enemy of the Ribono Shel Olam. And that is the most awful place that a human being could ever be. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow or whenever we do next, it's probably not going to be tomorrow, we'll learn more cheerful things about Simcha.